See, on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with him?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son, possessed by a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at his mouth, grinds his teeth, becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out. They were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." And he brought the boy to him. When he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. He often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said, "If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathered, rebuking the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused them many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. But the boy's father said to him, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith." The boy's father then cried out, "Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
This is a very honest part of Scripture. A very honest place in Scripture. And it's one of my favorite passages in the whole of Scripture, because one of my favorite works of art actually depicts this scene. It depicts this scene because in Mark's Gospel, the Gospel according to St. Mark, what happens is that this scene takes place immediately after Jesus reveals his glory on Mount Tabor. Remember when Jesus walked up that mountain with his most beloved disciples, Peter, James, and John, and they went up Mount Tabor, and then Jesus was transfigured in front of them, and they could see the glory that would only be revealed in Jesus Christ after his resurrection. When they went down the mountain, they then encountered this boy, this father, this mother, who had seen this young child be attacked by an evil spirit since his youth, who oftentimes the spirit was trying to throw him into water so that he'd drown, was trying to throw him into the fireplace so that he'd be burned to death. And so they bring this child to Jesus saying, "Lord, if you can do anything, do something. If you have compassion upon us, please help us." What does Jesus do? Jesus in the moment says, "If I can do it, everything is possible to the one who has faith. To the one who has faith, all things are possible." That's the same thing with us. Last week, you might remember, we talked about jealousy. Remember Cain versus Abel, and how Cain committed the first murder when he took out Abel because he was jealous. We talked about how those jealousies creep up in our lives when we see somebody has something that we want, and we think the only way that we're going to be able to get it is if we take something from somebody else, and so it moves us to want to murder them, if not in person, by saying bad stuff about them behind their backs, to attacking them. We've experienced that. And so what our Lord presents to us today is, hey, look, maybe there's something that you've struggled with your whole life, a doubt, a fear, a struggle. Maybe it's a sin that you just haven't been able to get a grip on in your life. Maybe that's happened to you. It's happened to me. And you say, how can I even be free of this? How many times in our lives have we turned to our Lord and said, Lord, if you can take this from me, please do. If you can remove this thing from my life, Lord, just take it out. If you have compassion upon me, I don't want to struggle with that anymore. You've been there? I've been there. I'm there right now. And our Lord turns to us just as he did to the boy in the gospel. He says, you mean if I can do it? Look, if you have faith, all things are possible to the one who holds on to faith in Jesus Christ. If we maintain that faith, we can still have it. But what does Jesus say? Right after that, the man says, just like I've said many times to God, maybe like you've said many times to God, and said, Lord, I do believe, but just help my unbelief. It's an honest statement, right? Lord, I do believe, but like it's tough for me. It's hard for me to stay strong in that belief because you know, it's been a long time. I don't see how it's going to happen. You've been there and I've been there. I'm there right now. So our Lord commands us in that moment just to be honest in that moment. And he's asking us for honest moments in prayer with the Lord. To turn to him and say, look, there's that thing that I struggle with. Lord, you can take it away. I don't see how right now. But Lord, help me to have that faith that you say that is strong enough to make this thing, which I think is impossible, to let go of this grief that's there, to get over this fear that's there, to not give in to that doubt that's there, to really keep strong in my faith, even in the midst of the struggle that I have right now. Lord, I do believe, just help my unbelief. And if you're looking for something like that, if you're looking for a strength in that way, if you're looking for our Lord to touch you in that, what better place to do it than right here at the Mass? Jesus is going to come here at the Mass. He's really going to be here. And he wants to show you how he can touch you in that one moment. So when you see our Lord raised up, like we talk about all the time, when you see our Lord raised up in my hands as he's consecrated and we have that moment to adore him, speak to him. Ask him for help. Because he wants to pour that out into you. He wants to give you courage and strength to have faith, especially in the midst of whatever darkness, doubt, fear, sin, or hardship that is going on in your life and in mine. Sometimes I find it tough to know, to love, and to serve God, even as a priest. But I know that when I look at him here in the Eucharist, that he's present and is going to give me exactly what I need, even if it's just for today. Let us put our trust in him in this Holy Mass. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.